Good afternoon to you audio boomers. Well, this is just a quick progress report on how I'm getting on with Anchor. Thank you, Night Drake. Thanks, Gina, for your WhatsApp message. I will respond to you. I have obviously got an account. I've actually posted something. I don't really know what I'm doing with it, but I'm kind of getting to grips with it a bit, just through messing about with it. When I've got a spare 5 minutes, I'll just sit down and have a look. I've made my notifications stay on the screen so that I don't miss them, because like you said, Gina, that is, for a blind person, does seem to be the easiest way to find out. All your notifications are under the activity tab, from what I can make out, and new things to listen to are under your dial. I'm afraid to say that there's been a lot of crap on my dial. I don't know how I came to follow these people, but I don't even know who they are, because I can't find that it actually says who they are when you're listening to them. That part reminds me a bit of the Roger app, where you could put it on and it just play everything. So that is quite good, and you can skip forward and back. But I wish you could skip to the next message rather than having to skip through it all. So if anyone knows how to do that, maybe they can enlighten me. So some of you lot, can you please post on there so that I've got something interesting to listen to on my dial? Because at the moment it's been mostly claptrap. I just put a short introduction on there. I will investigate as to how to upload some of my other stuff. Now, someone, I can't remember who, said that we can upload stuff from Audioboo onto the clip page via a desktop computer. And I know Night Drake said that it wasn't very accessible to blind users with Internet Explorer, but Firefox worked better. But my question is there a way to get the stuff from Audioboo to Anchor without having to go through a third party? I suspect there isn't, because I think I looked at that the other day. I went on share on the Audioboo post, and there was no, I mean, lots of things come up, Facebook, Messenger, Twitter, all that, but no Anchor or Dropbox. I wish we could upload stuff to Dropbox from Audioboo, because it would be so much easier to be able to do that, and then we could, you know, it would be so easy to download our post, you know, keep our old posts, which I want to try and do. I think I'm probably going to get as many of my posts out of Audioboo as I want, and then it depends how long that takes as to how long I keep up the new account. I don't really think I want to do it. I have read on their website the terms and conditions, where it says that we could get 200 minutes per episode, podcast, whatever you like to call it. But to be quite honest, I do not want to be, I mean, okay, 1,000 minutes for £10 or whatever it is, $10 or whatever, is good, but I would rather be able to have multiple uploads rather than just 5. I don't really like being dictated to like that. I don't even mind if it's 500 minutes or even 200 minutes a month, as long as I can use them how I want to. But that's not the case. I wouldn't expect anyone to listen to 3 hours and 20 minutes of me going on, or even if it was done over a week or two. And in the same way, I don't think I would be able to sit there and listen to the same person going on for 3 hours either. I mean, I do listen to long posts. I know some people don't, especially it would seem those who can see. They seem to have a cut-off point when there's no visual. Some of you, I think someone else said this, when it comes to concentration, it wanders a bit if there's no visual engagement. Though I don't know if that's necessarily true, because people listen to books. But someone did say that on here, I think. But I don't think I would want to sit there and listen to something like that. I'm not saying I never would, because the point with it would be, is if you could bookmark it and come back to it, you know, go and do something else and come back to it. With Audioboom, you can't do that at the moment, at least, because if you go out of one post, and go to do something else, then it goes back to the beginning again. I know you can skip through once again, but it's a bit of a tedious process to skip through 200 minutes. So if there was a bookmarking facility, I would be more likely to listen to something like that than if there isn't. Well, obviously there isn't at the moment. I'm wondering if they're going to update the app when it comes to the 2nd of October and give us some new features in the app. We'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand. I'm quite liking Anchor. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing with it, really, and there's still a lot to learn. So, Night Drake, if you find out new things, maybe you can put them out here, or anybody else for that matter. Gwentleyan, I hope you're going to get on there soon. I haven't looked for you, but I think you'd let us know. Oh, well, actually, I did look for you the first day I went on there, but you're not there. You weren't there, so I'm presuming that you will be there at some point. I hope. Because you can do it with your email address. You don't have to put your phone on there. I did do something with my phone, but I can't remember why. Oh, I think it was to access my contacts or something, so I could look for people in my contacts that are on Anchor. But you can just do your email address. You know, sign up with an email address. It's not like WhatsApp where you have to do it by phone number. So, people, good people of Audio Boom, I hope that we'll see more of you over there. I've had a few followers come on board from here, so thank you to those people. I don't know how to follow people back. Sometimes you seem to be able to do it, and sometimes you can't, so I don't know. But I don't know, I'm hearing people and they've got these weird names and I don't know who they are. So I've followed some of them people back and I think these are the people that are talking what I consider crap on their, on my dial. So, but I don't know who they are to, and I don't really want to unfavourite them because that seems so rude to do that after a couple of days. I wish it was a quicker way of skipping past them. I did create a podcast, but I don't know where to see that or how you... Are my posts that I put up now just part of the podcast? I called it Come Rain or Shine, and I just described it as my life with its with all its ups and downs or something like that. Because, but basically, that's all I want to do. I don't want to particularly talk about one subject. I don't want to be a music blogger or a. I don't want to be a music blogger or. A sports blogger. Somehow I've ended up with sports in my favourites and I've tried to get rid of it and I don't know if I have because there's no way I would have ever favourited that. I think they just put that in there. You couldn't get anyone who despises sport more than I do. I think it's a good thing for those who enjoy it and I don't mind watching it, or as in my case, I don't mean to be blind, I say watching it, but obviously I can't see it, so it is literally listening, but obviously it's a figure of speech to say you watch something. I don't mind the Olympics and things like that and some the World Cup, but and I don't mind taking a passing interest in Wimbledon. I listen to the results, I don't listen to the matches. So I hope I've got rid of that now because I really don't want to stomach that every day. Anyway, on a very rainy day in Orpington, I will speak to you again very soon. And once again, I'm using the app. I don't know if I can pause it, because last time when I said I didn't know if I can pause it, I got the phone call I was waiting for, so it did it for me.